This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Brand new episode was posted last night, I believe, right? Is it nighttime usually when you do it, or just any old time during the day?
They're scheduled to happen on Wednesday and Friday, the cartoons, mm-hmm. and I'm a procrastinator, so sometimes they show up at like 11:55.
All right, so. Well, there was one posted late last night, and it is, I thought it was quite funny, so highly recommend people take a look-see at anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, you also do the occasional blog post, so it's not just cartoons, but it's also kind of an opinion blog occasionally as well. In fact, we might share one of those posts here in a little bit, but we've got to get through the phone calls first, so let's go to them and talk first to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yes, hey, they have much response of Education Association and elementary school teachers and principals about free state issues, and how about private parochial schools?
Your question is, what has the response from the government school people been versus private schools?
Yeah, that subject.
I haven't the slightest clue.
Generation, huh?
I don't know how aware the school board people are to the free state movement. I'm not sure. I'm sure in some places in New Hampshire, people are more politically active. They probably made appearances at such things. I believe Irina Goddard, the former president of the Free State Project, at one time ran for a school board position. Mm-hmm. So I would say that some places they probably are more aware of it than others. I don't think that there are too many free staters in the Keene area that have bothered to do anything in regards to the school board around here.
Well, they've been on talk back.
Discussion among school students themselves and the teachers and the board about that, any of that.
Is there any discussion? Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea. We've certainly not been made aware if there has been. There was a time last year when some of the activists here in the Keene area went out in front of the government high school.
That's what I was thinking of.
Right. We handed out some flyers. Again, you were there for that. And the cops did come out and threaten us with trespassing, possible citations. So does that mean that the school kids are talking about it in class? Not very likely.
What kind of example would that set for them if they're not allowed to have any kind of extra thought process into their mind, you know?
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's what we were trying. We were essentially just giving the kids a chance to fill out a survey of how they thought their education experience was. That's all we were doing, and then we were just going to make that, you know.
That's the next generation that's going to be watching us, right?
I think it's critical to reach out to young people. I highly support doing things like that.
Their minds are a lot more open than old people's.
When you get into your 70s, those are the people you're going to be watching you.
Well, Mark, you just hit the nail on the head. That's why they put them in, that's why they are so encouraged to go through government school for 12 years, is because they are a lot more, they're open-minded, and that has to be crushed.
How about
at a young age.
parochial private schools, any response with them?
No one's really been involved with them.
I don't know myself. A lot of free staters are homeschoolers, so I'm not sure how many of them are too interested in sending their kids to private schools. I'm sure there are some, but I've not met them, so I really can't comment. But we'll open it up to anybody else who wants to call in if they want to answer Joe's questions. 800-259-9231. I'm sure the private schools would be just delighted to know that they have more potential clients coming into the area. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Of course, he's talking about the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging in the same geographic location to advance liberty in our lifetime.
You know, my next project as far as at the Keene High School is to give them a little quiz to test their knowledge. What I'd like to do is ask them a lot of questions, particularly about Abraham Lincoln. Today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday, by the way.
Yes.
Some things, like there's some nice quotes from Abraham Lincoln that a lot of people aren't familiar with if you read the inaugural address. And things like that. I'd love to put that in a test and have it be like a large variety of things that you would never necessarily attribute to Abraham Lincoln, mm-hmm. and then have all the answers when they go check them be Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln.
That would be
Abraham
kind of fun.
Lincoln.
You could have some Abraham Lincoln quotes that are really just tyrannical, and you could put like multiple choice, who said this, Adolf Hitler, Abraham Lincoln, and you know, Mao Zedong or something like that, and you know, just put all these bad guys up there, and then of course they're going to select Adolf Hitler or something like
right.
that, and be surprised to learn
Read
that. It was is, actually.
Read, it's very short. Read the fourth paragraph of the inaugural address of Abraham Lincoln today sometime ago. I'd encourage
you
to Google
it. A short summary of what you'll find there?
Well, it's like two sentences, and basically he expresses his attitude on slavery just as he's going into the presidency.
And that attitude is?
Not what you would expect.
Right, because he's held up as this great emancipator when, in point of fact, he wasn't so great after all, as a matter of fact. The so-called Emancipation Proclamation, didn't he only free the slaves in the South?
Yes. And a lot of people, I mean, that'll shock a lot of people right there. They'll say, well, that's only the South had slaves. No. In fact, slavery lasted longer in the North because it was only free. You know, it wasn't until the 13th Amendment that the slaves were truly free.
Because the North was on Lincoln's side, and so they got some favors as a result of that, right?
And if you read the inaugural address, anyone who says that the Civil War was about slavery, just reading the inaugural address will immediately have you rethinking that. Because, without a doubt, you know, I'll sum up the inaugural address for you.
I got it right here. It says, I have no purpose, directly or indirectly, to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so.
Hmm. Yeah, and so
there's the great emancipator.
And then he goes on to spend the rest of his speech talking about why if the South doesn't straighten up and start paying their taxes, they're going to go to civil war. And he starts justifying his position to go to war with the South, and it's all about, it's absolutely not about slavery. He made it about slavery later. It sort of conveniently became about slavery later. And I love when anyone who wants to say, that times were different then, you can't judge him by today's standards. Well, that's a completely inconsistent statement to make, because you're judging the Southern slave owners by today's standards. Mm-hmm. You're claiming that Civil War was about slavery. It clearly wasn't. But when you claim that the Civil War was about slavery, and you say, well, you forgive Abraham Lincoln for being a white supremacist, which he was, according, you read his inaugural address. If you forgive Abraham Lincoln for that, then why are you, yet you're willing to justify a war that killed like 70,000 Americans.
So Abraham Lincoln gets a pass just because he was supposed to be good, and when you find out that he wasn't good, well, then you still want to give him a pass anyway to make yourself feel better. Is that the idea?
He reinforced the institution of statism more than any other president, probably
FDR. It was a huge increase in state power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically said, no, you can't leave this union.
And reinstituting fiat money, you know, the inability of states to decide whether or not they want to be in the union.
Right, and now you've got Barack Obama, who is openly worshipful toward Abraham Lincoln as well as FDR, and man, the stage is set for another showdown, as far as I'm concerned, and I hope it comes. I hope it comes to secession again, except this time I hope it's peaceful.
And what scares me about that is we had all these, in a good way, one good thing that George Bush did is he had all these liberal is supposed to mean, you know, people, the tradition, the classic liberal is for freedom, mm-hmm. across the board. It used to mean, you know, opposing an intrusive government that intruded into our private lives. And you had it kind of re-inspired a lot of these classical liberals, or not even classical liberals, just liberals. And because he kind of showed people that what, you know, some really scary things when you give too much power to a presidency, and or when you allow the presidency too much power. And all these people were fired up. And what I see happening now is Obama's coming in. And I made statements about this on my site, that Obama's going to come in and do very similar things, but he's going to be forgiven for it.
Yep. It's already started, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
He's already dropped bombs on Pakistan, and he has broken several promises. The DEA raids in California are continuing under his watch, which he claimed he was going to stop. He still claims, I mean, his administration still claims they're going to stop the raids, but they've had already six of them have gone on, from what I understand, at the very least in California. So they're already having to make excuses for this guy.
And I want to say, I had no idea who could possibly be, who would be the worst, do the greatest evil in the presidency before the election. I don't vote personally. I don't feel like it's my right to judge for other people who's going to lead them and control them. But, so I'm not anti-Obama per se. I just feel like it's just the way this is shaping up is that he is bringing a lot of liberals into the fold of imperialism.
Of the unitary executive.
We're going to be united to take over the world because we've got this liberal president that everyone wants to get behind, and they'll let him get away with anything.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We've mentioned the Free State Project a handful of times already during this program, and we should also mention that the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up It's happening in early March, March 5th through the 8th, and it's going to be at the same place it was last year, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Very nice hotel. It's going to be packed full to the brim of hundreds, or with hundreds, of people who, like you, get the whole freedom thing. They understand liberty, and they're all going to be hanging out. There are going to be panel discussions, speeches, keynote addresses, dinners, luncheons, after-hours parties. It's going to be a great time. It's like a liberty convention, and it is probably the biggest and the best liberty convention you've ever attended. Highly recommend you come out. Dale, you're coming out this year, right?
Oh, yeah, especially for the after-hours parties.
Yep, there, yeah. That was fun last time, and the lineup of speakers has shifted, I would say. From my observation, has shifted a little bit. Last year, there was a protest that went on during the Liberty Forum by some of the more voluntarist members of the Free State Project, those who are completely, like myself and Dale, completely against the idea of an authoritarian state.
Right. I was part of that protest, actually.
I was doing my radio show at the time, right. And we did interview Menno, who was one of the protesters on the program. But the protest essentially was because the Free State Project had invited a politician to come and speak as one of the keynote addresses. This time around, that won't be happening. This time around, they've brought in Dr. Mary Ruart to be doing one of the keynote addresses. Richard Heller will also be there from the Heller versus DC gun case. Wrapping things up, Stefan Molyneux will be the closing speaker. This was just announced a few days ago, and so clearly, plus Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, also another outside-the-system kind of guy. There's definitely a outside-the-system, market-based tinge to the speakers this year.
Yeah, last year, I bought a full pass last year, and I only went to one speaker. I went to see Barry Cooper, and I really enjoyed that. He was really
he's
a great, entertaining speaker. But I'll be honest, I wasn't sure if I would even buy a pass this year. I figured I'd go to the hotel and do the parties and everything, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to see any speakers. And I started watching the speaker lineup, and I quickly changed my mind. I bought a full pass. So.
Well, it was a presidential election year last year, and so I mean I can see why they had more political emphasis at that time.
Pete Ayer is going to be there from Bureaucrash. We talked about Bureaucrash a few moments ago as well. So lots to see, lots to do. And, of course, for those of you that are into the political thing, there's still plenty of that going on. A lot of different groups will be represented there at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information and to get signed up. I believe there's a hotel special that ends in 3 days. The 15th is the last day you can get. It's either the last day or maybe it's the 14th that's the last day. Anyway, the hotel special is about to go away. So if you want to save a few bucks on your room, you should get over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get all the details and get signed up. Also, you can save 10% on the Liberty Forum itself by using our discount code, which is 2009FTL, 2009FTL, to save 10% on the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum. We'll be broadcasting live, by the way, which is good news. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Athens, Ohio. Dave, you're listening to WAIS and Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I got three things, and I'll be real quick. First off, I heard today on Alex Jones that he was interviewing Russell Means.
Oh, really?
And I miss what they said, but Alex Jones is more into the conspiracy, the government, secret governments, like
yes,
the guy from Scotland was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched X-Files, and they had shadow governments in that.
Yeah, shadow government is a very X-Files-y sounding thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So was that all three, or are we at
one
only
more.
Past one? Okay, one more.
And a friend of mine on MySpace wrote a thing from Young Jesse about how drug dealers get more of a penalty than your rapist, and I wrote my friend back, and I agreed with him.
It is, it's a sad truth, but yes, if you are caught growing marijuana or selling marijuana or any other drug, you very well could end up at the brunt of a minimum sentence, what they call a mandatory minimum sentence, which in many times, many instances can be 5, 10, 15 years. It usually depends on how much weight of product or how many plants you're looking at as far as in the charges. But those mandatory minimums can very quickly outrun people who are convicted of rape, arson, and murder.
Yeah, well,
that's a reality.
That was a child molester gets less time than a dope dealer.
Probably true and so sad. I thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It's an absolute outrage. I mean, who could look at that? Even a drug warrior. Could a drug warrior even look at that sentencing discrepancy and say, well, that's the way it should be. We need to be putting more of these drug users in jail for 10 years and let those murderers and rapists out earlier. Yep, come on.
That's what's going on in California. It's the weirdest thing.
They're letting the violent people out in California?
They've been ordered to let people out. They don't, at this point, I don't know who they're going to let out. They'll probably put together some sort of, you know, now that it's gotten to be a big problem, they have to let a bunch more people out rather than handling the problem all along by, well, not locking up people for pot.
Whenever there's a budget cut, like there are a potential for a budget cut like that, which you'll see governments do, and I saw this happen in my own city. I was in Culver City, and they were trying to reduce a tax on, we had like the highest tax on utilities in the whole state, and it was like 10 or 11%, and most places either had none or they had maybe 2% tax on utilities. And they were trying to lower that tax, and what the states did is they started threatening to cut the most crucial programs first. You know, they weren't going to go after the silly little frivolous things that a lot of people don't even know they're paying for. They don't mention that. They mention, oh, we'll have to cut the fire department and the police force and
education.
And so, of course,
right.
What is California going to threaten to do if their budget for prisons or if their prisons are over full and they want more prisons, they want funding for more prisons, what are they going to say? They're going to start talking about how they're going to start talking about releasing the violent criminals, which is, of course, absurd when there's plenty of nonviolent criminals they could let go. But they want budget. They want money for more prisons. They want to grow the state. So
yep, it's an observation that is spot on across the board when it comes to governments. Whenever it is they're looking at cutting, they always make it sound like the world will collapse if this happens. We're going to turn criminals into the streets. The children aren't going to get their health care. The police are going to have to be fired. You're not going to have protection. Everything's going to burn down. And they try to just paint this picture of a world gone mad. But in many cases, when the government shutdowns actually occur, when, for instance, in a state government, they can't come to an agreement on the state budget and they actually have to shut down the government, everybody gets by just fine when those things happen. So it's really not scary at all having no government around. It really isn't, because if the government were to just disappear tomorrow, the market would figure it out. The marketplace and the people in search of profit would step up, and they would provide the necessary services in order to keep things operating.
I think we'd have a bumpy little ride to transition, because it's a change, and then it would readjust and be a lot better off.
Of course, odds are good it's not going to just all disappear tomorrow, so we'll probably have to get rid of some here and there as time goes on. Most likely, I'd like to see it all just disappear over a weekend, but that's probably an unrealistic fantasy.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show are all completely free for you, waiting at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
You know email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative that's guaranteed. You can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, we go to Illinois and the AMP line where John is waiting. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just like to quickly just say that I'm quickly becoming a big fan of Dale.
Dale is
he's,
a good
guy. Well-spoken, very articulate.
Thank you.
Just to get to my point, I've been thinking about this question probably a few weeks now, and I guess it goes like this. Which is actually worse for the United States? Is it worse for the government to actually spend money on the military, or is it worse to spend money domestically? That is, like, domestic programs like welfare and health care.
Well, you know, being an ethnic Republican, I sort of come from the idea that, the military is good because at the very least, if it's a government program, we're making people work for their money. But, you know, they're killing people as a part of that work. You know, they kill people and blow things up. That's their job in the military. So if I'm going to have people work for their money, I don't want them working to do that. So I don't know which one's worse. I don't think they're good. I think that at the very least, if you're just spending money at home on domestic programs, you're not engendering hatred around the world, and people don't want to kill us.
I'm glad you brought it up because I've sort of brought this up in discussions recently. is I think people underestimate the damage of imperialism. You've got the money being taken out of our economy either way, which is always harmful. People always underestimate the harm done by taxation. But you've got money coming out of our economy. And the real taxation, by the way, is based on spending. Whether we're paying for it with debt, with the economic repercussions of the spending, that's the true gauge of taxation. One way or another, we are going to pay for everything we spend.
I think people don't realize when it comes to domestic spending, and that comes when government competes with private business. It not just competes and pushes them out of business because they don't care about a loss, but they actually just push the scarce resources away. So you're losing out not just by building a bomb and the bomb explodes. At least it doesn't take away our freedom to at least exist, to profit from our own devices.
Well, of course, the reality of the situation, as you well know, is that both are happening, that the money is being spent domestically to brainwash the young children of the United States and to, as you're saying, compete unfairly with business because government doesn't care about losses. It's doing all of those things and much more domestically, and it's going around the world blowing people up. So you've got the worst of both worlds.
And it's not like we really have the choice when you grow. I mean, war is the health of the state. It doesn't.
Right.
If we have a state, it is going to want to war. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, maybe you can get a politician like this one that perhaps sounds a little bit less like he wants to kill people than the other guy, although, you know, I'm still, jury's still out as to how much he wants to kill people. I don't think you can avoid, with a growing state, I don't think you can avoid war.
But I think me and you, Mark, argue from, I guess, I'm also coming from the Republican sort of party, and I guess Dale is too, but I always figured that at the very least I'm pro-individual and against the state, but if there is going to be a state, we're going to have a military to protect people in Zimbabwe or to protect people in Germany in World War II or now North Korea. And at least with the military, I may be playing devil's advocate, but at least there's a positive viewpoint in that respect. I don't really see any positive viewpoint in government spending domestically.
I don't see.
I don't really know why.
Occupying. Slow down. You know, occupying another country is not a positive in any respect. I mean, you would not feel good about the Red Chinese setting up a military base down the street from your house, would you?
No. No.
Yeah, I think that's why it sort of looks really, really scary, the fact that the military spending is coming out of our budgets and that's arming us economically, and it's also doing real visible harm. It's making terrorists hate us more, I'm not saying that justifies the terrorism. It certainly doesn't. I'm just saying that just from a practical standpoint, you know, we're making people more angry by invading, by occupying their countries and things like that. The other thing that I would say, if you want to talk about domestic spending and how harmful it can be, the drug war is
right.
quite possibly the most harmful thing the government is doing in terms to Americans. And I just think the costs are, there's so many hidden costs to it. I mean, the actual dollar cost of the drug war may not amount to much, but if you look at the fact that we're locking up like 3% of the population at 3% of the population has been locked up for some period of time. And at any point in time, we have more people locked up than anywhere else. I can't imagine the economic repercussions of not just the cost to keep those people in prison, but how much crime that creates later, because they're so much more likely to get involved in crime later, and they're not being productive when they're in prison. And so when you look at socialism is definitely harmful. There's no doubt about that. You look at countries in Europe that are socialist, and yet they seem so much more peaceful and prosperous than us in many ways. I mean, it kind of, you know, it depends on the area you're talking about, but in some ways they do seem to be better off. And I think you have to look. I look at the there are other factors besides the fact that they're socialist, obviously. Is, you know, they don't have like the immense drug war that we have. I mean, drugs might be illegal, but look at how hard do they enforce that? How hard do they punish people for it? How much money do they spend on how many people are in prison? And if you look at these socialist countries, they don't lock up as many people as America does.
Could you sympathize with, I know I kind of sound like a fascist in this sense, but could you kind of sympathize with the fact that, oh, look what's going on in North Korea. We should stop that. We should, in the 50s, we should try to prevent this atrocity called communism. Do you have any sympathy with trying to prevent real clear danger to other countries that clearly can't protect themselves?
What was the real clear danger in Korea and North Vietnam?
Well, from my understanding, it was, I guess, the classical theory of
spread of communism.
How'd
we do?
From North Korea, it looks like we tied.
North Korea, we tied. Okay. How about Vietnam?
I think Vietnam is capitalist now, so but I'm not sure
so you think
exactly
that was
how that
a result of the war, or do you think that that communism continued to spread as a afterwards? Do you think that we engendered a great deal of hatred in Southeast Asia?
Sure.
Okay. I think that those wars, in my opinion, were failures. I think that you can look to the European theater of World War II as a success. I wouldn't look at the the Asian theater of World War II as particularly a success. But you can't find too many wars where there's a success. I mean, when you've got a villain like Adolf Hitler running around, you can really point to that and say, "Whoa, look, we saved the Jews. We got the Jews. Yay!" I'm not going to say that was a bad result. I am going to say, however, that if we hadn't been involved in World War I, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. So I don't think you can point to a lot of evidence. Yes, you can point to some bad things happening in the world, but I don't think you can point to a lot of evidence that sending in our guys with guns to blow crap up fixes it.
Right, and nobody invaded China to force them to go more capitalist, and they've gone more capitalist as Vietnam
right.
has done. So nobody fought a war. No Americans fought a war in China over communism, and look what's happening. It's just that they see the benefits
people
of allowing people to be more
free
right.
to make these decisions.
I think it's really hard to be productive with violence. That's pretty counterintuitive. And if you analyze, like Mark said, if you analyze what we did in World War I and how it led to things in World War II, then it really starts to be hard to justify, who can predict all the ramifications of the things we're doing. And if you look at the little amount of success versus all the ramifications that rippled out of it, it becomes really hard to sort of go against that intuitively obvious sense of being productive with violence.
Well, no, I can understand why.
Let me pop in, please.
I just want to just say quickly, another great example would be Germany. I mean, a clear-cut case was West versus East Germany. East being taken over by communism and West being taken over by the free people and the success that they actually had versus their neighbors.
I think it's easy to sit there and say that you think certain things should be done because you believe that's the right thing to do. The problem is you cannot create a right by going and wronging a bunch of people in order to generate the funds. If you want to go and save a certain class of people from extinction around the world, I think you should be free to do that. Just don't coerce me into participating.
Right.
Thank you for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, helping us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. I can't announce all the details today, but it looks like we're getting a pretty big, pretty popular news station going to be coming on board for the Saturday show. I can't say anything more than that, but more to come as time goes on. And as the amplifiers continue to send us $3 a month, we'll keep bringing on new stations and helping introduce new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the AMP program, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all available for you at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, last night we talked about the situation that is developing quite quickly in this country, and that is with the teenagers of America and their habit of doing sexting, which now, again, I'm still not sure if sexting is what the teens call it. I think it may simply be the term, the cutesy little term the news media has made up for it. But essentially, it's the idea of teenagers taking pictures of themselves naked or partially nude and sending those pictures to one another over their cell phones, because it's apparently pretty easy to just blast out a bunch of pictures to your friends if you've got one of the new data-connected phones. So this is happening more and more often as teenagers, parents tend to buy their teenagers cell phones so they can have them in touch at all times. Or
and it's not like you can buy a cell phone now that just does calls.
Yeah,
it has to have MP3 players and cameras and right. All kinds of other gizmos.
So as a result of that, kids are sexting one another and getting caught and being brought up on child pornography charges. And therefore, once that happens, that means they're stuck in the sex offender system for the rest of their lives. It's an incredible tragedy what's going on here. And of course, it's the sex offender system and the whole legal, just the whole legal system in general is messed up. Because obviously, to me, it seems pretty clear if there's no victim, there's no crime, but yet for whatever reason, someone taking a naked picture of their 15-year-old girlfriend is child pornography. It's really just a crazy world that we're living in here. But putting these kids in the sex offender system is even worse than if it was just a crime all by itself, because now they are labeled a sex offender for the rest of their lives.
It makes it very difficult to
job. You pointed out the ridiculous hypocrisy of it, too. Presumably, this is to protect children because they are not capable of consent. They are not being treated like adults for the purpose of consenting, but they are being treated like adults for the purpose of punishing. Which makes no sense at all. That's the most absurd hypocrisy.
And so there's more news here. As we've seen with these sex offender tracking systems, they've become worse over time. As all government programs expand to do things that are sometimes in many cases contrary to their original purpose, they expand. They become more expansive and more expensive and more intrusive. And indeed, the sex offender program is the same way, with apparently it now expanding into the bizarre. Here's a story from Austin, KXAN reporting. A Del Valle parent is filing a grievance with her school district, saying the system intended to track sex offenders has now been flagging her for being rude to a staff member at school. Jessica Rodriguez, parent in the school district, said she went to school for her son's Christmas party. To get in, she scanned her driver's license into the school's sex offender tracking system. She said they scanned my ID and told me I had a red flag. Rodriguez said the system red flagged her by saying she was rude to a staff member. It's a claim that she denies. Rodriguez says the system should be used for child molesters and drug dealers to keep them away from our kids, but not because you're rude. It's not even true. It never happened. The director of the Texas Civil Rights Project said he'll write a letter to the school board regarding the case, saying that the school violated her right to see her own child. According to Jim Harrington, the director of the Texas Civil Rights Project, she's banned and she's on their banned list. It's totally arbitrary and it's totally wrong. He said that schools should not track parents based upon their personality. Harrington also said that they don't pay attention to the free speech rights of the parents and they in fact infringe upon them and they make it more difficult for the parents and the children. Spokesbureaucrat for the school board said the district will not comment on specific cases. Any parent who becomes violent or threatening will be banned due to the safety of the staff and students. But this parent didn't have any notification of the fact that this information was being entered into the system.
Claims it didn't happen.
She claims it didn't happen. She wasn't given the opportunity to in any way contradict this
information. So she's been punished without without due process.
That's correct. And it's in the sex offender registry. That's where this information is being placed.
I wonder
placed.
If her name could get, bebopped up the line to, where she's considered a sex offender elsewhere.
It's very well possible. Apparently, they don't have a specific board policy that allows school staff to enter information into the system, but said the school's Raptor system allows a manual override to input various
Raptor?
Information.
They love that. The government loves that crap.
Names of violent, dangerous things turned into acronyms. Yeah.
They were really nasty in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there were scary, scary, scary things at Jurassic Park.
So apparently this system allows a manual override to input various information about parents. She said there's not a specific time period a parent will remain in the system. So that means that this information about Ms. Rodriguez is in there for an indefinite period of time. In addition, Rodriguez was able to finally pick up her son at school, at the elementary school on Friday, but was not able to get past the office. As other parents left the school with their children for the holiday break, Rodriguez was left to reflect on what will happen when she comes back to school after the holidays are over, saying that I shouldn't have to be banned from the school based on something I didn't do. According to the company, Raptor's visitor management and screening technology system is working by helping thousands of schools and community facilities across the nation. According to the guy that apparently the vice president of Raptor Technologies Incorporated, he says Raptor's vSoft is working just as it was designed by effectively and efficiently managing the data and alerts compiled by each individual campus. Many schools across the nation use the Raptor system to keep record of any domestic dispute offenders, such as custody disputes, restraining orders, and any other identified trespassers who may come into contact with students. Policies of the data management are left to the discretion of the individual campuses. So he's saying, hey, our software is doing what we designed it to do. It's not our fault if these bureaucrats are using it to write notes about parents that are resulting in them showing up in the sex offender registry. So there you have yet another example of the sex offender registry just going way beyond what it was originally intended to do. To the point of where a parent went in, and let's say she's not telling the full truth
here. Maybe she was rude.
Maybe. Can you imagine? You have an encounter with some surly bureaucrats at your son's government school or your daughter's government school, and bureaucrats right. who in many cases are very rude on their own. You might ones get a little rude back.
Ones that you imagine that you pay their paychecks, so they should treat yeah. you with some kind of respect.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was bad when people who were urinating in outdoors were being on sex offender registries, but now just being rude to a teacher.
Let's exactly. Now you, if you say something they don't like, it's kind of like with some restaurants or some fast food places, like a pizza delivery place. They've got a little info field on each customer, so when you call up, it comes up, your phone number comes up into the computer, and if you don't ever tip, it might say, doesn't tip in the info field there, or whatever other useful information they'll have. And that's great in the private marketplace because, you know, a private seller should be able to say, we see here that you don't tip. Sorry, we don't want your business. Click. They should
or,
be able to make
or they
decisions.
Could put you lowest on the priority list as far as delivery yeah. or something like that. I mean, that's what a tip means. It's to ensure prompt service.
Yeah.
So you don't get prompt service.
But whatever. I mean, the privateer should be able to make those decisions for themselves. But in this case, the government purports itself to be a servant of the people if they purport to be your servants. But yet, clearly, if you offend them, your information goes into their system without your knowledge, without your ability to even challenge it. Not that that would make it that much better, but at least then Ms. Ms. Rodriguez would have known in advance that she wouldn't be able to go and pick up her own son from a school event. I mean, and the fact that we're even to the point, I mean, I was kind of blown away by the fact that this woman had to scan her driver's license to even get in. I mean, it's just, these really are little prisons, aren't they? Yeah. Do they have? Are they going to start setting up the phone blocks where you've got the glass, the plexiglass in between you and your son?
It's going to be like Gattaca getting into the high schools before long.
It's really just a frightening situation, isn't it? So that's where we are today. What's next? Where's the sex offender registry going from here? I'm telling you, they're going to start putting in drug dealers. They've already got a drug dealer registry somewhere out there. I think it's Tennessee that's got it. But they're going to start putting in violent criminals. They're going to start putting in drug dealers. They're going to start putting in drug users. Before you know it, everybody and their grandma is going to have an entry in some sort of governmental crime registry.
Well, if they've got a school registry that they're, you know, sex offender registry they're using for, you know, people that are surly with bureaucrats, why wouldn't the rest of the bureaucrats want to know that information? Why wouldn't they combine their databases together? I mean, don't they want to know who doesn't toe the line and kiss the butt, you know, polish the ring of those that are in power?
Toll free number 800-259-9231. We are supposed to talk about slavery here in a bit, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.